Welcome back to another episode of Biohacking with Brittany, where I explore cutting-edge methods to enhance our health and well-being. I am your host, Brittany Ford, and I'm just thrilled that you are listening today. This episode, I have a feeling, is going to be very popular. It is all about the different therapies and treatments we can do in the biohacking space. I loved this episode. It was super biohacky. I love this stuff. I love geeking out on this stuff. It's why I call myself a biohacker. We talk about hyperbaric oxygen therapy. We talk about IV vitamin drip therapy, the biocharger, lymphatic drainage massage, oxygen bar therapy. How is oxygen bar therapy different from a hyperbaric oxygen chamber and everything like that? So we get into so many really cool treatments that you can go and do and how they work. And I loved it. It is with Chloe. She is the co-founder and marketing director of Oxy Energy 2, which is a really nice place in Beverly Hills. One day I hope to visit. And it was really cool to kind of go through it. We also talk about like the type of people who come into her wellness spa and clinic, I guess, and who can really benefit from the programs that you can do. And it was just really, really interesting. I think I've done all of these. No, I've never done a lymphatic drainage massage, which would be something that I would really be interested in. Oh, and I also haven't done an oxygen bar therapy, but the other ones I've done. So lymphatic drainage massage, I think I would love to do. I'd love to do before and after photos and see what I look like, because apparently it just really helps to like tone your entire body and like reduce swelling. So I'm really curious. I would love to do something like that. Maybe I should do that. I think you're going to get a lot out of this episode. It was really fun and it was really interesting as well, just to be able to connect and chat biohacking. I love this stuff. You know, I really, I'm so passionate about it. So it was cool to just do a really fun deep dive into it on this episode. Before we jump in, we are going to do DM of the day. And this is from a fellow follower on Instagram. If you want to be featured, send me a DM. It can be anything. It could be a question about health. It could be a review. It could be feedback, whatever you want. It kind of like goes all over the spectrum. This person says, Hey, I've been following your work and appreciate your focus on holistic health. My partner and I are starting to think about pregnancy. And I remember you've talked about fertility optimization. Could you recommend some of your podcast episodes or resources that focus on preparing for pregnancy? Thank you so much for your help. Oh, yes, of course I can. So fertility optimization, I love actually how you wrote that. Those words together sound great. So yeah, I have quite a few podcast episodes on this. I will put them in the show notes, all about preconception health, fertility, my journey, what I recommend. And for focusing on preparing for pregnancy, 100% please sign up for my Baby Steps program. This is a course. It's, you know, a 7-week online course, and it is a 90-day protocol. Honestly, the protocol matters the most because it's actually what you do with the information. So this is a program for you and, you said, your partner. So you guys can do it together and it's going to optimize your health for 90 days. And then afterwards, ideally, you start trying to conceive. So this is what I did. I got pregnant right away after I did this, despite things like irregular cycles, cysts on my ovaries, a potential PCOS diagnosis, and it worked. And I was shook. Okay. I was so shocked it worked. Oh, I think I posted that video on Instagram a while ago. My gosh, I cannot believe it. So yes, I really recommend that. There is so much you can do to optimize your fertility. Please do not listen to your doctor who says, oh, just go home and try and everything will work out. Don't freaking listen to that, okay? And also, like, don't do that for a year and then feel discouraged and then have to do IVF. Please. There's so much you can do to optimize your health before trying to conceive. Everything from nutrition to supplements to lifestyle, including stress management, sleep, exercise, detoxing. There's so much in the world of detoxing and cleansing that you can do. And it's not just about you being able to get pregnant right away and have a successful pregnancy, like no miscarriages or anything. It's also about the health of your baby. If you take the time to prepare and set up your body with this very strong foundation, you can have a healthier baby. This is not, like, I'm not making this up, obviously. There is so much research that backs this. We know this. We know this. We've seen it. And you can see it across the board, whether you look at women who eat a nutrient-dense diet versus a processed foods diet, women who drink a bunch of alcohol or sustain from alcohol, right? Like, no matter what you pick, there is research that backs that, okay, before you get pregnant, it actually really matters what your life looks like and what your health looks like. So kudos for you for being aware of this. I think that's incredible. And 100% sign up for my program. I couldn't recommend anything better. And I created that course and protocol, program, whatever, because I didn't see anything else like it online. Everything else I saw online was very reactive. Like, oh, you can't get pregnant. Okay, now try do this. Whereas I wanted to be proactive. And the fertility courses that I did see, they weren't very helpful. Like, they would explain the science and they would say, okay, you can do this, this, and this. But it was never about like, okay, let me do a 90-day program, a 90-day protocol in order to get pregnant. There was never like a step-by-step, let's break it down into daily habits for me to do. So that's what was really, really missing. And that's what I created. There's 6 different habits you do every single day, you and your partner. It's really important for your partner as well. Sperm health is critical these days. Men's infertility is related to about 30%, 30 to 40% of all infertility cases. So he has a lot he can do to have healthier sperm. My husband did this program, this protocol, and he tripled his sperm count before and after. I kid you not, I can show you the data. I can show you his tests. So I really, really encourage you to do that and send me any questions if you have them. I actually do, depends when this comes out, but you can just message me. I'll give it to you anyway. I have a private link that's 25% off of my course, and I only share it with people in my community. So you are a part of my community if you're listening and if you sent me that DM. And if you want that link, I will send it to you, but you won't find it online. Like, it's not on my website. It's not public. Like, it's nowhere. You have to get it from me personally, and I will send it to you. Absolutely. All right. Enjoy this podcast episode and a quick shout out to Glycan Age. Oh my gosh. If you want your biological age tested, I would do it through Glycan Age. I think they're one of the most trusted brands out there for this. They basically look at inflammation. They test your glycans and they look at your inflammation and they say, okay, what is your age actually on a cellular basis based on how inflamed your body is? Very, very interesting and also very humbling. Okay. My results the first time I did this were, I think, like, what, 10 years older than what I was. It was bad. It was bad. And that was the beginning of COVID. Okay. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm clearly very stressed. My nervous system is overworked. I have inflammation in my body. Like, let's get this under control. So it was humbling to say the least. It's improved since then, thankfully, with a lot of effort and work on my end. So definitely check that out. If you're into longevity and aging like I am, I think Glycan Age is fantastic. I also love it because the women on that team are phenomenal and it's led by women. I should double check. I think it's been founded by women and I'm all about supporting women in the biohacking space. So Glycan Age, use my discount code, use my link so you can save. Biohacking Brittany is typically my discount code, and get tested and then make smarter choices based off of that test. The other thing too that I love is what they do is they give you a consultation with every test that you do. So it's not just like, here's your results. Okay, off you go. Like, you actually get to talk to somebody, a doctor, a health professional, and you get to go through your results and understand them and understand what you can do to improve them, which is the most important part. And a shout out to Mimio. Mimio is a stack of four different ingredients that are targeting cellular health and aging, you know, kind of just along the lines of glycan age. So they have four different ingredients in there called spermidine, NMN, PEA, and OEA. And it's really cool because the biomimetic part of it is that it actually mimics these ingredients that we have in our body, these molecules. So we already have those molecules in our body. We're just adding more because they decline as we get older. So it's really important for that. And the cool thing about Mimio is that it mimics a 36-hour fast in the body. So if you don't want to do fasting like I do, like you're kind of like, no, I don't have time for that in my life right now. Or it impacts my hormones, my fertility, my menstrual cycle, whatever it is, you can get the benefits of fasting through a product like Mimio. I take two a day and, well, I'm all about longevity. So I think it's really cool. Definitely check it out. Mimio should definitely be part of your stack. They are an up-and-coming brand in the biohacking space, so I'm always going to support them. And I've been working with them for over a year, and I just think they're great. Check them out. Enjoy this episode, and I will catch you soon for another one. Welcome to Biohacking with Brittany. Thank you for tuning into today's episode. I am really excited about this one as we are going to dive into all things biohacking treatments. Things that you can do that you typically don't have at your house or your home. Things that really do move the needle for your health. And I am joined by Chloe Bobot. She is the co-founder and marketing director of Oxy Energy 2. And this is a place that is located in Beverly Hills. It looks super, super nice. So the next time I'm in town, I'm definitely going to be going there. It is a premier center for longevity and wellness, and they offer a range of personalized protocols designed to enhance cognitive and physical performance. So we are going to get into everything from hyperbaric oxygen therapy to IV vitamin drip therapy to innovative treatments like the biocharger, lymphatic drainage massage, and even oxygen bar therapy, which sounds really cool. So Chloe, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah. I would love for you to kind of take us back before you developed and co-founded this incredible center. What did your health kind of look like before you really stepped into this optimizing health biohacking space?
So actually, I was living in New York and I was doing marketing for a baby product company, which I loved. After I graduated college, I decided I wanted to live there and work in that field. And slowly but surely, I started realizing that my health started to decline. I started having major acid reflux. I started having major mental health issues. I had a lot of fatigue and brain fog. Whenever I would sleep, no matter how long, I would wake up exhausted. And I was 24 years old. And I said, this is not normal. Something is going on. Something is weird here. So I kind of just ignored it, being 24 years old. You know, you kind of just ignore everything. And so then my mom actually called me when I was living there. And she said, Chloe, I really am looking into hyperbaric oxygen therapy. It was in the midst of COVID. I think it was 2020. And she said, I really want to open up a hyperbaric center because she had a yoga studio that closed down due to COVID. And so she said, do you want to move to LA and do the marketing for my new hyperbaric center? So I said, sure. I'm leaving New York. I don't feel good here. So I took a flight. I came back home and we started learning more and more about hyperbaric and then started delving into the biohacking world. And we decided, you know what, let's do an entire med spa. And then I said, you know what, let me not just do your marketing. Let me do everything with you. So that's kind of how Oxynergy came to be. It was kind of just learning. And then I started doing all of the treatments that I was learning about because I like testing things out before I actually sell them to people. And I started to see huge difference in my health, huge. Like all the things I developed in New York slowly just dissipated, which really got me into this world. And then that's how Oxynergy 2 came to be.
Yeah, I love that. It's really cool that you had so much success with it yourself,
because obviously when you're educating your people and your customers who come through the door, you can attest to it and you can say like, I dealt with this and this is what helped me. And that really goes a long way with people when you can give that like personal, real, like actually real testimony to these treatments.
Exactly. I like to practice what I preach. And I think when I did a lot of market research, I was going to different wellness centers and I kind of learned on that the wellness centers where they practice what they preach, you can actually see a huge difference in how you feel at that center and doing their services versus the centers that don't practice what they preach. So that was definitely something super important when creating Oxynergy too. It's, we don't have any services that we do not fully 100% believe in and do ourselves.
Yeah, makes sense. How did you kind of, like, I know you started with the hyperbaric oxygen therapy, but how did you, you know, when you started looking to go beyond that, how did you start choosing and deciding where to go? I mean, there's so many treatments out there now. Like, what was, I guess, like, what do you look for in a treatment that you're like, okay, yeah, we're going to bring this to our med spa?
So, I mean, hyperbaric kind of just fell into our lap because during COVID, you know, we thought the world was ending. A lot of people were getting a lot of bad symptoms. A lot of people were passing away. It was really a hard time. And nobody really knew what was going on. The government would say, take this pill. Wait, actually, no. The vaccines would come out and then there would be a bunch of side effects that come out with the vaccines. And nobody really knew what was going on. So we kind of just found hyperbaric. And then we noticed that a lot of people who were getting these long COVID symptoms or these people that were not recovering well with COVID, it's because they had very low oxygen levels, as you know, and they had a lot of inflammation in their body, especially in the brain. And that is basically what created long COVID from what I've seen and from the clinical studies. And so hyperbaric reduces inflammation and increases your oxygen levels. So it was kind of a no-brainer. Okay, this is definitely the service that people need. And then from there, we started realizing everyone has inflammation. Everybody has trouble healing from certain conditions, especially people who are immunocompromised. So then we kind of just started learning about hyperbaric. We got trained with the International Hyperbaric Association, took courses, got certificates, and really delved into it. And then we got certified, safety director trained. And I guess, does that answer your question? At hyperbaric was kind of, we started learning about it and realizing it helps in so many ways. And I saw in your podcast, you talk about fertility, which is funny because I was just learning. I took a course on how it increases fertility in men and women. And we started having a lot of clients come in who do it for fertility. So it just helps with an array of conditions.
Oh, that's so interesting. Yeah, I wonder, I guess it helps with fertility by like reducing inflammation in the body. And just like you said, like adding extra oxygen and improving the oxygen that you're, you know, breathing in. Just to back up for a second, for the people who are listening who maybe have no idea what hyperbaric oxygen therapy is, can you kind of explain it and what it looks like? I've done it a couple of times, but I feel like it's better coming from you than from me.
Yeah, you know, I forget sometimes that people don't know what it is because when you're so invested into something, you think everyone knows what it is. But it's basically a pressurized vessel. So it's kind of like you're going in a submarine, but you're not actually going underwater. You're staying on ground, but it pressurizes like a submarine. And then you're breathing in 100% pure oxygen, whether it's in the room itself or you're breathing it through a mask or cannula. So basically that pressure pushes the oxygen into your body and dissolves it into your bloodstream, kind of like liquid oxygen. So it basically makes your red blood cells fill with oxygen. So the more oxygen our red blood cells have, the more energy they have to do the things that our body needs. For example, healing, reducing inflammation, having more energy. And so you're in that chamber for, you can go up to 3 hours, but typically we see here people do 60 minutes, 90 minutes, or 2 hours. And then you do that as many times as you need, but typically the protocol is 40 to 60 sessions when you have something you want to treat or you want to increase your longevity. But we also have people who come in once a week or once a month just for general health and wellness, maybe better sleep, better energy, less brain fog. So we have different protocols for different conditions. We have a long COVID protocol. We have a memory loss protocol.
We have the anti-aging longevity protocol. So it really just depends what you want to target. And then we have customized protocols for you.
Nice. I love that. Yeah, it makes sense that you would have the customized protocols. I think that's key, instead of like a one size fits all approach, which a lot of services can kind of do instead. I'm curious, out of like all of those different protocols, what is the most popular when it comes to the hyperbaric oxygen therapy?
That's a tough one. I think there's two of the most popular ones. One of them is the reducing inflammation, because we have a lot of people coming with rheumatoid arthritis or just any conditions that cause pain and inflammation in the body. So that's one. And the protocol for that is 40 sessions of 90 minutes. And that's 5 days a week for 2 months. And it can basically bring your inflammatory markers back to normal. So that's a really popular one. And then we have a lot of people who come after surgery. So whether it's a cosmetic procedure or a medically necessary procedure, then they come here to heal. So it reduces inflammation, it increases the blood flow, which basically reduces the risk of necrosis, because a lot of the times people get surgery and, you know, there's a lack of blood flow to the area, and that's every surgeon's worst nightmare for their patient to have that. So it basically limits the risk of that happening. And then also wound healing. So a lot of people have trouble healing after surgery. They have wounds that aren't closing and scars that aren't forming well. And so they'll come here and then they'll do hyperbaric until everything looks good and they're all healed.
Let's talk about Mimio, a breakthrough longevity supplement that hacks your biology to help you look and feel younger. It was created by PhDs in nutrition from over 7 years of clinical research, and Mimio was designed to mimic the longevity benefits of fasting in a simple daily pill. Not only has Mimio been shown to extend lifespan in animals by 96%, but users have been able to take as much as 2.5 years off their biological age in just 8 weeks. How? Mimio's groundbreaking biomimetic formula uses a patented blend of all-natural metabolites that work together to help your cellular health from the inside out. First, there's OEA, which is a metabolic supercharger clinically proven to help control appetite and promote fat metabolism, so you can crush those cravings and silence food noise throughout the day. Then there's spermidine, the cellular autophagy activator, helping clear out cellular junk to boost cognition, clear brain fog, and refresh your cells. Next, there's nicotinamide, a broad-spectrum NAD plus booster that's been shown to improve everything from metabolism to skin glow to immune health. And lastly, there's PEA, one of the body's most powerful rest and repair molecules that helps control inflammation, relieve discomfort, and enhance recovery so you can get that youthful energy back. Mimio is designed to work like a super fast, super efficient fasting diet, but without actually having to fast. It's all about tapping into the power of your own biology, giving your body the cheat code to work its best, making you feel younger and healthier today. You can try Mimio today. Use my discount code at checkout, which is BiohackingBrittany, and you can get all of these benefits in a simple supplement today. Again, that's BiohackingBrittany in all capitals. So definitely try it and let me know what you think. Nice. I love that. Yeah, it's cool how many like purposes it has, but it makes sense. Like when you are using a treatment that functions at a cellular level, it makes sense that that is applied in so many different ways and symptoms and signs and issues that people are dealing with, which makes it all the more beneficial when you go and you do a session or these multiple sessions that you're recommending. I'm curious how this differentiates from the oxygen bar therapy that you offer. Like, what exactly is that, and how is that different?
So, I mean, it's drastically different. However, you are still getting oxygen. So I have a lot of people come in here for oxygen bar therapy, and they'll do it for many reasons. One of the reasons is they're scared to go in the hyperbaric chamber, or they just are not ready for it yet. So they'll do oxygen bar. Some people have carbon monoxide poisoning and they decide, you know, I want to do oxygen bar and then I'll do hyperbaric once I'm less sensitive. People who feel like they just don't breathe enough, because a lot of the times people will hold their breath when they're stressed, which can cause symptoms like low energy, brain fog, dizziness. So they'll come and they'll do a 30-minute or 1 hour oxygen bar session, and it'll just lift them up and give them that boost for the day. And so that's really oxygen bar. There's no pressure involved when you do oxygen bar, which means that you're only getting basically a superficial amount of oxygen. So it's not going into your bloodstream, but it is increasing your oxygen levels, but not drastically and not for the long term. So with hyperbaric, with the pressure, that's what makes all the difference, is it'll physically fill your red blood cells with oxygen, which makes all the difference. So when people come in for oxygen bar, I kind of persuade them to do the hyperbaric or try it first, and then they can decide which one they want to do, because it just depends what you're coming in for.
Okay, I see. So both are like working with oxygen, but the hyperbaric is pressurized. So it's almost like a more intense, like stronger version versus the oxygen bar.
Exactly. And some people are sensitive. Some people actually have conditions that they can't go in the hyperbaric chamber. For example, sinus issues, eye issues, ear issues, or their doctor doesn't want them to go in the hyperbaric. Then I'll say, you know what? Perfect. Let's do the oxygen bar this many times a week. I'll give them a stronger flow and it'll be really good for them, and they feel loads of a difference. So it just depends on the person.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like when I did the hyperbaric, I had a lot of pressure in my ears. Almost kind of like when you're in a plane and you're taking off and you know it, and you like chew gum, right? Because of the pressure in your ears. And it was kind of uncomfortable, to be honest, but I haven't done it that much. So it's probably something that I need to like swing back to and try again.
Yeah, no, a lot of people in the beginning, I also had that issue with my ears, but the more you do it, the less intense it is. Your body kind of gets used to it. And it could have been that maybe you were getting sick or getting over a cold, or you had allergies and you didn't realize, and that's why you were more sensitive. But also with our chambers at Oxynergy too, we made it so that it pressurizes very slowly. And we have an ear equalization system where we can keep the pressure at a certain level. That way your body can get used to the pressure change. So it's much, much easier for people when they're sensitive to that pressure change. We have certain systems and protocols in place to make it more comfortable.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I mean, like most things, I think like the more you do it, the better it becomes, the more adapted you become to the therapy. And I would like to try the oxygen bar therapy though. That's something I haven't done. And essentially, like for those who don't know, it's like basically tubes that like pump the oxygen through your nose, and you just kind of like sit on the seat and you're like laid back, and it goes just through your nose. So there's no like chamber, there's nothing you're sitting in. It's like a much more gentle version.
Yeah. And it basically forces you to breathe, and you're breathing clean air, clean oxygen. So that's why when in the hospital, if somebody faints, they'll automatically get put on oxygen, because it's forcing the air into their body. Or a lot of times people faint because they're not breathing. They don't realize and they get dizzy and they faint. So it's a symptom of anxiety. Personally, that's happened to me before. And so when you're getting oxygen, it just will calm you down, and it will basically force your body to breathe, and it can limit those symptoms of anxiety or holding your breath.
Nice. I love that. Yeah. So I like want one in my house.
Yeah. You know, I think everyone should have one in their house. Whenever you're not feeling good or feeling out of it, just sit down, breathe oxygen for 30 minutes, and it'll make loads of a difference.
Yeah. It's funny because I feel like someone listening to this would be like, well, we breathe oxygen all the time. Like, what are you talking about? But it's like the purity of it, and also the slowing down the breathing. And there's more to it, you know, than just the oxygen you're breathing on a day-to-day basis.
Actually, we only breathe 21% oxygen, and then we exhale 16% oxygen. So our body really only retains around 5% versus, because there's other gases in there, versus when you're breathing in from an oxygen concentrator, whether you're in the hyperbaric or doing oxygen bar, it's almost 100%, maybe 98%, unless you're actually breathing from an oxygen tank. So you're getting way more than if you just breathe.
Wow, that's crazy. I did not know that. I did not know that that was that much of a difference. Wow. Which makes me just think, like, again, like if you had that in your house, like it was part of your morning routine, is just like sitting and breathing this for 20 minutes, half an hour, like, oh, I just feel like you would feel so rejuvenated and refreshed and ready to go. I love that you guys also offer IV vitamin drip therapy. I've done this a few different times, and I would love for you to just first off explain this if someone hasn't done this before.
Yeah, sure. So a lot of the times people take vitamins and they maybe don't see such a difference or such a drastic difference. And that's because our body can't really absorb 100% of the vitamins. Usually it's only 10%. A lot of times the bioavailability in a lot of these vitamins. So when you get the pure form basically injected into your veins through an IV bag, you're retaining almost 100% of the vitamin and it's lasting longer in your body. And then you're also getting electrolytes from the actual fluid going into your body. So most humans are dehydrated because we just don't drink enough water. The water quality isn't good. We don't have enough electrolytes. So it really helps just rejuvenate your body. So we have a lot of patients who take micronutrient tests. So we can test their vitamin and amino acid levels, and then we can customize IVs to them. Maybe they come once a week or once a month or twice a month. And then we can slowly make sure their vitamin levels are going back to normal.
Nice. What are the typical vitamins or blends that are the most popular at your spa?
Well, so for injections, the most popular ones are vitamin D, because we do have a vitamin D, it's oil based, that you do once a month. I do it once a month because just taking a vitamin D pill doesn't work for me. And also I'm not the type of person that can take a pill every day. Like I'll take it for a week and then I'll forget. So a vitamin shot of vitamin D is the most popular. People come in for that. And then we have B12 shots. If somebody doesn't want to sit through an IV or they're scared of getting poked, they'll do a B12 shot once a week or once every 2 weeks to give them that boost of energy. And then for the IV bags, the most popular is our immune booster IV. So that comes with vitamin C, B12, B complex, and then glutathione. And then most people, they add magnesium since it's a natural muscle relaxer and most of us are deficient. So it basically strengthens your immune system, gives you more energy. And the glutathione, which is a push, which means that we basically give it straight into their vein without diluting it. That is actually the most effective one. I do it and it keeps my immune system so in check. It works to eliminate the free radicals out of your cells and out of your body. It basically flushes your body of any pollutants that can be in there. So we have a lot of people who have mold toxicity, mold exposure, eczema, basically issues from having toxins in their body. They'll do glutathione once every 2 weeks or once a week in severe cases. It makes such a difference. And I wish more people knew about this.
Yeah. That's awesome. I did a round of IVs before my wedding last year. So we got married in Costa Rica and I went to my naturopath. I have a friend who's a naturopath and I'm in Canada. Like I don't have access to like places like yours very easily. And so I went through my naturopath and she did this and I did a bunch of the ones that you're talking about. I did the glutathione. I did like a B complex one to really increase like all B vitamins, not just B12. And then I think there was like vitamin C and a few other ones in there just to really support my health and my stress at that time, because I was very like overworked and pulled in many directions. And it really did make a difference. And I found I always slept better on the days that I took the IV. I don't know what it was. I don't know if there was magnesium in there. But there's something about it. Like those nights, I would always just sleep so much better.
Well, yeah, you're hydrated also. And being hydrated plays a huge role in sleep. I mean, sleep is so important. People don't realize it flushes out the toxins in your brain. And it just, you need it. People who don't sleep don't feel good. Your immune system crashes. And you know, people wait to get IVs until they're hungover or really sick, which sucks because I wish people did it to prevent getting sick. Or if you are going to drink, get an IV before, you know, and after you can. It's obviously good to do after, but kind of prevent it so that your body can recover faster.
If you're feeling out of sync with your hormones or struggling with fertility, I totally get it. I've been there and it can be so frustrating, but I found a delicious way to support your reproductive health. I have developed hormone balancing fertility boosting chocolate. This isn't just any type of chocolate. It's packed with adaptogens like maca root and antioxidants from cacao and pomegranate. These ingredients can help regulate your hormones and support your preconception health and fertility. You need to download this recipe ASAP, okay? Because it's more than just a treat, it's a powerful way to nourish your body from the inside out. Imagine indulging in a rich, delicious chocolate that not only satisfies your sweet tooth, but also boosts your wellness. Whether you're trying to conceive, balance your hormones, or just crave a healthy indulgence that you get to make from home, where you get to control all of the ingredients and also optimize your health, this recipe is perfect for you. Don't miss out on this tasty, fertility-enhancing, optimizing health solution. You can go to biohackingbrittany.com/pages/fertility-chocolate and download the recipe for free right now. Go for it. It's just right there waiting for you. It's linked in my show notes. It's linked on my website. You're going to find it super, super easy. So treat yourself to better health one delicious bite at a time. Yeah, exactly. I totally agree. Yeah, I've seen a couple of things. So I think like in places like in the States and other countries, you can actually get an IV service to come to your wedding the day after to help with like people who drink too much, which is just like crazy. Or I guess even on the day of to help like the bridal party and the groom party like feel their best and energized. So there's like these services that show up and you go and do an IV and then you go to the wedding. And I just love that. I think that's so cool. But it is kind of like what you're saying of like, if it is in relation to something like alcohol, which is obviously super toxic for the body, like let's be a bit more proactive about it and do it before, maybe a few sessions before, rather than the next day when you feel like crap and you're hungover. Exactly. Like I know before my wedding, I definitely would do 5 hyperbaric sessions before, and then I would do an IV the day of 1000% just to feel my best. And actually, there are companies in LA that send IVs to your house. You can order exactly like what you just said, and they're great.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. And like, if you have access to it, you know, getting an IV when you're hungover is like better than eating junk food and just lying on the couch, like obviously. But I do like how you emphasize the proactive approach as well, because I think it's just healthier for you in general. One of the other really interesting therapies that you offer is the biocharger. And I find the biocharger is kind of controversial. Some people love it, some people don't. I've used it a couple of times. I don't own one. Obviously, I don't have one, but I've used it at like conferences and, you know, when they have their booth set up and things like that. So can you explain what the biocharger is and how it works to enhance your health and wellness?
Yes. So the biocharger is amazing. I love it. And people can have their opinions, but at the end of the day, I've seen it work on so many people. Basically, what it does is it sends electricity to your body and grounds you to the earth. And so what that means is that human beings were made of energy, right? So each of our cells have 1.4 volts of electricity in them. We have more electricity than lightning bolts, and people don't realize that. And so when our cells get depleted of energy, which they tend to do when we don't sleep well, we don't eat well, there are pollutants in the air that we're breathing, we're eating toxins, aluminum, being exposed to mold. And so when our cells have less energy, then that's usually when our health starts declining. So the more energy your cells have, the more energy you have essentially, and the more your body's able to heal when it gets hit with bad illnesses or chronic disease. So when you're sitting inside of the biocharger room, when you're sitting in front of it, it's sending electricity to your body. It has different gases of the earth, like for example, has iodine, xenon, helium. And then it also has Tesla coil, pulse electromagnetic fields, and the Rife machine all in one. So you're sitting in front of it, and actually we have a light bulb here. And if you hold the light bulb while it's on, the light bulb will turn on because you're charging the light bulb. So it's like you don't have to plug it into the wall because you're the outlet, if that makes sense. And there's also different recipes, which means that let's say I want to focus on sleep, I'll put a sleep recipe. Let's say I want to focus on breast abnormal cell growth, I'll put that recipe. If I want to focus on hair loss or an autoimmune issue, I'll or mold toxicity. I'll find that recipe, download it, play it. I'll do that 3 times a week, sit in front of it. And it basically, each recipe has different frequencies. And I've seen so many amazing benefits from it in myself and other people. So I really recommend almost everyone to try it. There are some contraindications. For example, if you have like a pacemaker or any implant in your brain, then you can't do it, but it's really great.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. I used it last year. I was at the biohacking conference in Miami and it was there. And this was before I was pregnant and it was like in April. My cycle was really long and my ovulation was delayed. And I was at this conference and whatever. And that biocharger was there and I sat in front of it. I did the whole thing. I actually filmed myself. And the next day I ovulated and I was like, oh, is it related to me using the biocharger? I don't know. You know, like I did a bunch of things that day and it was a busy day, but that was basically the only therapy that I did like one full session of. So ever since then, I've always just kind of like given it a lot more thought than maybe other people do. And I totally agree. Like, just try it. It might sound like something you've never heard of before or you've never done before. But once you start trying these things and understanding that the way that it works is actually based on a lot of science and a lot of history, and you just kind of have to start to think about the human body in a different way, in this like electrical way and the currents that run through us and grounding us to the ground and the earth. Like once you start to connect the dots, it really does make sense.
It's so true. Exactly. It really, really does make sense. I mean, a lot of people love it. And if you don't do a recipe, if you do a recipe that doesn't pertain to you, you probably are not going to feel a difference. But when you do a recipe that's targeted towards you, that's when you start to feel a difference. So that's very important to keep in mind when you do try these services. Make sure you're doing a protocol customized to what you're looking for.
Exactly. How do you think the biocharger complements like some of the other treatments that you offer?
Yeah. So, I mean, the biocharger, it basically gives you that extra push and that extra boost. So, for example, when you do go in the hyperbaric and you're getting all of those oxygenated red blood cells, you go into the biocharger and you do the recipes that are targeted towards what you want to focus on. And it'll just give those cells that extra boost of energy to not only uptake that oxygen, but to actually work and heal the parts of your body that need healing. So, I mean, all of the services that we offer, including red light therapy, which we do inside of the actual hyperbaric chamber now, it's medical grade, that all of our services here complement each other. So we have days of wellness, and those packages include all of our services in a particular order based on what you're looking to achieve. So that's really how we designed the Oxynergy too. It's just an array of services that all go together.
Nice. I like that. Yeah, it's cool that you actually do the red light therapy inside the hyperbaric oxygen chamber. I've never seen that before. So how does that, because you're obviously lying down. I'm assuming yours is lying down, or is yours standing?
So actually, if anyone wants to go on our Instagram, Oxynergy 2, you can see our chambers. They're not the lie down ones. They sit. So it's like an airplane, kind of. It's like a little living room, but you can lie down. There's a bed in there too. So you could sit or lie down. You can decide what you want to do. You can actually also stand up. If you're like 5'4", you'll be able to stand up straight. But if you're like taller than that, you'll have to maybe slouch a little bit. So they're very spacious and roomy. Ours are newer technology. So they're kind of just a different style. Same benefits, just different styles. So it all depends on what people want. If they like the lay down tubes, they can go find those chambers. But if they like bigger, more spacious, then they can come to us. And then also with the red light therapy, it's new. We just implemented it because anything electric you bring into the chamber has to be pressure tested because safety is our number one priority here. So we ordered from a doctor. He has a red light therapy business. And so he has these machines that were pressure tested specifically to our chambers. So now you could do red light inside. And it basically will target which area you want to focus on. Let's say you're coming in for a hip problem or maybe lack of blood flow to your nipple after getting breast surgery. You'll put that red light on the area and then your body will know to send your cells there, and the oxygen will automatically fill those red blood cells with more oxygen, which increases the energy and you'll be able to heal faster.
Oh, I love that. Very cool. Yeah, I was just looking at a photo on your website and they are very spacious. Like that looks way better than how I've done it. I would love to be able to like sit down and be a bit more comfortable than the lying down option. And then if you could add in the red light therapy, like now you're just like stacking these biohacks on top of each other, which is awesome to do because you're really getting so much bang for your buck in like that amount of time. Is there anything else that you could also stack there or is that kind of the limit?
So you can also work out in the chamber if you want to. A lot of athletes will come in and they'll like do weights in the chamber or sit-ups, crunches, and it basically just increases your muscle recovery. So a lot of times, you know, it's important to breathe while you're doing exercise because you want the oxygen to deliver to your muscles. So it just basically enhances the results, but that's basically it in the chamber. It's good. Oh, we also have memory games. I forgot to mention people who have memory loss or brain fog, or they're getting older. They can't remember things. We have memory games, which stimulates the activity in your brain while you're in the chamber. And so it really, really helps with retaining information.
Nice. Oh, that's really cool. Yeah, I was going to ask what you recommend people do in there. I know a lot of people like read, but memory game sounds like a good idea as well.
Yeah. And we also have TVs. You can watch Netflix.
Oh, okay. That makes it super easy. Like, yeah, that's great. One of the other things that you offer is lymphatic drainage massage. So what is this and how does it impact health as well?
So the lymphatic drainage massage we offer, I'm not just saying this, is the best one I've ever had in my entire life. We have a Brazilian lymphatic masseuse. She's amazing. She's certified on every single level you can imagine. So basically what it does is our lymphatic system basically runs throughout our whole body and it holds on to so many toxins to try and flush them out. A lot of the times it'll get backed up. It'll hold on to toxins. Your water will not flow, which causes us to get inflammation, pain, not feel good. And then when your lymphatic system isn't draining properly, you start to get sick. So for example, when you're sick, you have those lymph nodes in your neck that swell up. And so it's because it's trying to flush out the virus or bacteria or whatever you have going on. So she lies you down on the table and the whole table has red light. So we added a medical grade red light therapy bed, which is really insane because you're getting the benefits of red light therapy with a lymphatic drainage massage. And so she'll massage your entire body. It kind of hurts. It's not one of those massages where you fall asleep to. It kind of hurts, but you'll start to realize you can physically hear the water getting flushed out of your body. And once she's done massaging one leg versus the other, you'll lift up your legs and you'll realize one leg feels 20 pounds lighter than the next leg. Then she'll do the next leg and then she'll do your stomach, your butt, your arms, your entire body. And you have such a boost of energy. You'll probably need to pee like 5 times because you're peeing out all the toxins in your body. You'll not only feel better, you'll look better. Like your body is snatched, in other words. And it really, really helps with inflammation, immune system. A lot of post-surgery clients do it because the post-op is almost as important as the procedure, sometimes even more. And so whenever you're getting surgery, let's say you get a tummy tuck, a BBL, breast surgery, a facelift, you're doing this massage and it's draining your lymphatic system. It's increasing your blood flow. It's reducing your inflammation. It's making sure that you don't get any complications that come after surgery. You don't want any new lumps to appear. You want your scar to heal properly. And then she also uses a cavitation machine, which tightens your skin, burns fat, gets rid of cellulite. And it's amazing. I love lymphatic drainage.
Wow. That sounds so good. I really want to do that. I really like what even without. Yeah. Yeah, of course. But it could be just something great, even post-birth, like, you know, postpartum, just really supporting like the blood flow and the circulation. And yeah, I feel like that would be so interesting to try. You know, it's different from just a typical massage, right? Like the places that these therapists work on, it's all about like activating and moving that lymph throughout the body, you know, and I just feel like it'd be so interesting to feel that difference you're talking about of like, oh, my one leg now feels so much lighter than the other. Like, I really want to try that.
I know. And it's so important. I want to stress this to anyone listening, that you go to a certified, experienced lymphatic drainage masseuse, because it could be a little dangerous if you're getting it done by somebody who's not experienced. And you want to make sure that they know what they're doing and that they're very educated on the anatomy of the body, which is super important. So I just want to stress that. And also, just a fun story. My sister, I have a twin sister, and she gave birth a few months ago. And the day after she gave birth, she was living, she woke up. I went into her room. Her legs were balloons. I've never seen them so big. She was in excruciating pain. I took her, I put her in my car. I'm like, we're going to Oxynergy. You need to get a massage right now. She walked out of there. She peed for 20 minutes and then her legs went back to normal and she felt so much better. So it was just such a drastic difference. I think postpartum is a huge, huge, huge market because it's just super important.
Introducing Glycan Age, the ultimate biological age test that helps you discover, measure, and optimize your health. With Glycan Age, understanding your body has never been simpler or more scientific. Glycan Age is more than just a number. It's a comprehensive analysis of your biological age determined by measuring chronic inflammation in your system, a direct result of your lifestyle choices. The test, which is backed by over 30 years of scientific research and validated by over 200,000 tests, gives you insights published in world-renowned medical journals. Getting started is super easy. The at-home test includes everything you need. Simply collect your sample and send it right back. And in just 3 weeks, the lab will analyze your sample and generate a detailed report on your biological age. They don't just stop there, though. Each Glycan Age test includes a free consultation with one of their experts. They'll help you understand your results and suggest lifestyle changes to enhance your health and longevity. Glycan Age is unique. It responds to lifestyle interventions, unlike other aging clocks. Whether it's through caloric restriction or weight loss or any other healthy habit you might bring in, there are studies that show that these beneficial health changes really can make a difference in your glycan aging. Are you ready to take control of your health? You can use my code BiohackingBrittany at checkout for a 15% off discount on your Glycan Age test. Discover your true biological age with Glycan Age and start optimizing your life today.
I think that is really important. And it's just great that there's like these services now that really can support women during that time and provide relief. Like, it's not something that you have to sit and deal with. Like, you can go and try these alternative therapies and get success within an hour, within a day, right? Like that. How cool is that? And it's also like non-invasive. It's very gentle. There's no like negative side effects that can come from it. Like, you're just optimizing your body's systems in a really cool way. And I love that. Kind of on that note, if you had someone walk in who was, you know, let's say a woman in her 30s or 40s, and she's dealing with, you know, hormonal imbalance, and maybe her cycle's irregular, and maybe, you know, there are fertility issues going on there. And she's like, okay, like, what should I do? Where do I start? Like, what type of therapies or treatments would you recommend for her? And like, I guess, what would be the priority?
Yeah. I mean, so in terms of like your fertility system, the hyperbaric is amazing for that. It can increase your blood flow, which obviously will help it run better. And then it can also help with implantation. So let's say you're trying to get pregnant, it can help your body just capture that and, you know, become pregnant easier. It can help regulate your cycles. I've seen it. A lot of people with hormonal imbalances will do hyperbaric, and it just makes such a difference. It helps them with any symptoms they have from not having their hormones in check. It helps regulate their periods, have healthy periods. It helps them ovulate on time. And actually, there was a study done on mice that were older and with hyperbaric, and it showed that it enhanced their fertilization. So also in men and in women, by the way, I know we're talking about women, but in men, it increases their sperm count, and it can help improve erectile dysfunction, which I feel like men don't talk about because they're insecure about it. But
it really, really helps with that. So any man that's dealing with that, try hyperbaric. It really, really helps.
Yeah, I love that. So you would have them do hyperbaric, and then would you add on another treatment afterwards?
Yes, I would add red light therapy inside the chamber, specifically on your lower stomach. And that just really helps get the blood flow there.
Nice. Yeah, I've done that. I've done a podcast episode on that, actually, of like the benefits of red light therapy directly like on your ovaries is actually pretty astounding. So that's really cool. And then on the flip side of this, if like someone came in who, let's say he's, you know, again, 30s, 40s, I don't know, maybe older, whatever, and he is a workaholic and is, you know, some sort of CEO, I don't know, but like stressed, very busy, working many hours a week, and really it's like, okay, I need to optimize my brain function. Like I want to be at my peak performance at work every single day. Like what would be your treatment plan for someone like that?
So I actually have a lot of those clients.
Yeah, I bet.
And they're all super sweet, but they come in and they're like, Chloe, fix me. I don't feel good. So they don't have a lot of time. So I'm not going to be unrealistic and tell them, okay, you need to come 5 days a week and do 90-minute sessions. They're not going to do that. Well, I'll tell them every 2 weeks or once a month, depending how much time you have, I'll tell them get an IV with X, Y, and Z vitamins. And those are really going to basically boost your brain health. And then you need to do a 90-minute session or 1 hour session if they don't have enough time once a week in the hyperbaric chamber in the morning before a busy day. We give them a red light therapy cap to put on their brain while they're doing the hyperbaric session to increase the blood flow in their brain and reduce the inflammation. And then if they have time, I'll tell them do the energy focus protocol on recipe on the biocharger. And so I tell them to just come in once a week, do that, and it sets them up for the week, makes them feel so good, makes them sharp. I mean, I have people also coming in here. This guy actually came in for a back injury. He did stem cell therapy at a clinic, and then now he's doing 40 sessions of hyperbaric therapy to increase his stem cell count, make sure that those stem cells he got infused from an umbilical cord stick and work and heal and can fix his back. So he's done 20 sessions so far. He comes 5 days a week. He owns a bunch of businesses. Very successful guy. And he said, you know what? I'm going to make time for this protocol. I'm going to do 40 sessions. I'm going to come 5 days a week. It's only 2 months of my time. It's worth it. Already after 20 sessions, he said all his employees, all his business partners are saying he's a shark at work. He feels so much better. He's on top of everything. He's remembering everything. And he feels so good, so energized. And it just makes loads of a difference. So that's what I would tell those guys.
Wow. I love that. That's so funny that that is like, I would imagine that that's like a big clientele for you, just like where you're located and the type of people who can like afford the services, but also are just like seeking that peak performance in that way. It makes a lot of sense. And I also think it's so interesting that you have red light therapy caps for your brain, which is so smart. I haven't seen that before, but again, like boosting the cellular health, the mitochondria there, your brain is very mitochondria dense. And so if you could use that red light therapy to support your mitochondria, that just makes sense.
Exactly. And then you can also combine it with NAD therapy, which really, really stimulates your mitochondria. And so it's an IV therapy. You know what NAD is? Yeah. So it's just an IV therapy. It takes usually a little longer, 1 to 2.5 hours, depending on how you take it. But that really, really boosts your mitochondria. So it just depends on what the person's looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think it's great that you guys offer such a variety of services because at the end of the day, we're all so different and we all need different therapies and treatments at different times of our lives. So I like how it's very personalized to the person who comes through the door.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. So if people want to reach out to you and come to your med spa and they're like, okay, I really need to try these treatments, how can they connect with you and where can they go?
Yeah. So we're called Oxynergy 2, O-X-Y, N as in Nancy, E-R-G-Y, the number 2. So our website's oxynergy2.com. Our Instagram is at oxynergy2. Our phone number is 213-592-0201. And we're located in Beverly Hills, California. And if anyone has any questions, you can always call us. My name is Chloe. You can ask to speak to me. And hopefully we're going to open more locations across the US and across the world soon. We've only been here for a year and a half, so we have a lot of time for expansion. So I hope to see one of you listeners soon.
Mm, I love that. That's so exciting to have that on the horizon. And the next time I'm in California or close by, I will definitely stop by because it just sounds like such a cool place to be. And I want to try some of these stacks that we've been talking about. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I loved this episode. Just diving into these biohacking treatments is so cool. And I know my audience definitely loved it as well.
Yes. Thank you so much, Brittany.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Biohacking with Brittany. If you're interested in finding the show notes or the sponsors for this episode, you can do so on my website, which is biohackingbrittany.com. Remember to follow me on Instagram, where I'm most active. My handle is @biohackingbrittany. And if you're interested in working together and you want to email me directly, you can do that. My email is info@biohackingbrittany.com. And I look forward to hearing from you and having you tune in next week.